Good afternoon, and thank you for joining our teleconference. And there is a bunch of people on our side, just to inform you who is on our side once you would like to ask questions. So we have Nina Grabos and Michał Dalba from our IR department, Ula Strick from our PR department, Dorota Franczyk, our controller, and three members of the board, Stanisław Turnau, Marek Jackiewicz, and Grzegorz Kosakowski. I hope you all know our results, and I hope you have seen our presentation that is available on our corporate site. So I will try to go through the presentation relatively fast, just to leave more time to ask questions. So let's start from page number two, the advertising market. So the second quarter and the first half of this year, it was not very favorable to advertising market and to media as well. In second quarter, the advertising spending decreased by 5.5%. If we look at the media, the dailies were down by 19%, magazines by 10%, television by 8%, radio by 5%, outdoor by 3.5%. The internet grew by 10.5% and cinemas as well. But mind you that advertising in cinema is only 1% market share in the total advertising market. Due to the situation on the advertising market in the second quarter and the microeconomics, we decided to review our estimates about the advertising market in Poland in 2012. So right now, our estimates are that the total advertising market in 2012 will be between minus 2, minus 5. Television will be between minus 3 and minus 6. Internet will grow between 8 and 11. Magazines will be down between 11 and 8. Dailies will be down between 17 and 20. Outdoor, it will be between 0 and minus 3. Radio will be minus 1, minus 4. And cinemas between minus 1 and plus 2. Going to the next page, just a quick overview of the financial performance of the whole group. So our revenues were down by 11.3% and the operating costs were down by 4.1%. So we're trying to cut the costs, but we're not doing it with the same pace as we are losing the revenues. So obviously, if you look at the bottom line, the EBIT was at the level of 2.3 million. And operating EBITDA, it was at the level of 26.8%, and operating EBITDA margin was at the level of 9.5%, and the net profit, 0.7 million zlotys. Now going through the segments on the next page, our biggest segments, that the newspaper segment, that consists of Gazeta Wyborcza, that the paid daily, Metro, our free newspaper, special project, the multimedia publishing house that we have, and a printing division. So if you look at our revenues in the second quarters, they were down by 13.7%, and we managed to cut costs by 11%, so very close to the drop of the revenues, but we didn't manage to match it. So EBIT was at the level of 21.4 million zlotys, and operating EBITDA was at the level 29.3. And that translates into operating EBITDA margin at the level of 21.3%. On the next page, and the position of Gazeta Wyborcza, our flagship. So we're enjoying a very high readership because it usually depends on the quarter. We're number one or number two in terms of the weekly readership. And mind you, fact, it is a tabloid newspaper, and Gazeta, it's a quality newspaper. If you look at the market share in the copy sales, comparing to the main our competitors, the national dailies, we are maintaining more or less and our position at 27%. And if you look at our market share, it's more or less stable. It's at the level 37.5%, and if you add Metro to it, that's 5% that we own, and that's translate into 42.5% of the market share in the advertising daily's market. On the next page, Metro. Metro is doing much better than the paid dailies, even though it is a much smaller business. So we end up the second quarter with a positive result and a positive EBITDA at the level of 0.8, and the first half of the year at the level of 1.4. And we even managed to increase our market share by 0.5 percentage point. Special Projects, the multimedia publishing house that we own, trying the books, the CDs, the DVDs, they are not as popular as they used to be. So we end up the second quarter with the negative EBIT at the level of 1.1 million zlotys and the first half of the year at the level of 1.3 million zlotys. And of course, the time is changing, so we decided to enter the market of the electronic publishing, and that's Publio.pl, that we're trying to sell books in the electronic form. And we are at the beginning of this project, so right now it's too early to say if it's how this project will evaluate. On the next page, internet. We're pretty happy with the internet results, first of all, because the revenues grew by 8.5%, and we managed to control costs, so you can see that there was a decrease in operating costs by 2.4% in the second quarter of this year, so we improved our EBIT and EBITDA margin. So right now, the operating EBITDA margin is at the level of 14.7%, so it's much better than in the previous year. We are doing very well in the display ads. As you can see, our display, the revenues from our display ads grew by 18.7%. And so we are ahead of the market. In classifieds, that usually is connected with the recession, there is a huge decline by 27%. We are still number three in terms of the reach among the Polish portals after Onet.pl and Wirtualna Polska. So we think that the internet it's going to be growing. And as I mentioned at the very beginning, we still believe that the internet, the advertising market in internet will grow this year, even though it's not as it's not a double digit as it used to be. On the next page, cinemas. This segment was really affected by the European Football Championship that we had here in Poland and in Ukraine, because mainly in the second quarter of this year, nobody was going to the cinemas because everybody was watching the football games. So we have a huge drop in revenues by 13.2%. The operating cost grew by 1% because we opened new cinemas as well, so we have an increase in the operating costs. So the EBIT was negative at the level of 6.4 million zlotys, and operating EBITDA was negative as well at the level of 1.7 million zlotys. We're opening new cinemas, but of course, because all of them that are located in the shopping malls, it really depends when the shopping malls will be built. So we believe we can expand this business, but we are waiting once the shopping malls will be built. On the next page, outdoor. That's the second segment that was really hit by the European Football Championship, because we're not allowed to advertise, or the advertiser were not allowed to advertise in the cities that we had the games in Poland. So nobody could really run a national campaign on the billboards that we had. So we were really hit by this event. So the revenues were down by 20.2%. We managed to control the cost, so we cut the cost by 4%. But still, the result, it's compared to the last year, it's much weaker. EBIT, it's positive still at the level of 1.5, and the operating EBITDA is positive as well at the level of 6 million zlotys. On the next page, radio, growing relatively fast. The revenues were up by 15.5%. The operating costs were up as well by 20.5%, but mainly due to the brokerage services that we have. So the costs are growing, but of course that translates into growing in revenues as well. We're improving our market share by 1.5 percentage point, and we're pretty happy that the National Council decided to give us some more frequencies from our Talk FM radio, that is a news talk format radio that we have. On the next page, magazines. It's a print media, so the revenues were down by 11.4%. The operating costs were up by 13.8%, and not because we're not controlling the costs. The increase in the cost side is mainly due to the internet activities that and the internet project that we have in the magazine segment. And we launch few titles in print, trying to find a niche on the print market as well. So that's why we have this increase on the operating costs. But still, the EBIT and EBITDA are positive, even though it's much smaller than it used to be. So the EBIT is at the level of 0.4 million zlotys, and operating EBITDA it's at the level of 0.6. If you look at our market share in advertising monthlies, we increase our market share by 1.6 percentage point. And at the end, our objectives for the 2012, they are the same that we presented at the beginning of the year, even though the first 2 points are really important, controlling the costs and be sure that we can be very flexible on the cost side, especially when the condition of the advertising market, it's not very good. And the second point, of course, we're going to intensify our effort to build the synergies between different segments and make sure that the internet, quote-unquote internet, will be present in all our segments. So more or less, that's the end of the presentation, and my colleagues will be happy to take any question that you might have.